It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot?
You know, I'd have to say the soybean market. I mean, that's not one we expected to see a lot of strength come out of this, especially, you know, with the weather forecast as this hot and dry is supposed to be hitting us in July. Didn't think it was going to spread over into August, but the beans seem to be seeing a little bit more support out of the forecast now because it looks like it's going to extend a little bit into August. So we are seeing weather continuing to be the main driver, and that is, you know, hot and dry for the Western Corn Belt. Central Corn Belt, it looks like temperatures could get up into the 110 to 113 level for the South Dakota, Nebraska area. Also, we're seeing extreme heat in Europe, which is helping to support the winter wheat contracts.
We get that ridge set up, and those tend to kind of wander around here and hang in there.
They do, you know, and you know, right now, I mean, we haven't seen a true high pressure ridge set up for quite a while. Now it looks like this is going to be one again, and there is little hints of a little bit of rain that's popping in, but the rain amounts are getting to become a little bit less, and that is one thing that the trade is a little bit worried about as well, is even though the rain is there, it's smaller amounts, and that is, of course, not helping to counter these high temperatures.
What's not hot with these markets then?
You know, I have to look at some of the outside markets, you know, look at copper, look at lumber. They started to see a little bit of a retracement. A lot of that is mainly due to, you know, the recession concerns. And of course, if you start seeing a recession, the higher interest rates, and of course, it does look like the Fed is likely going to increase interest rates, maybe 0.75 point, maybe 1 full point in their next meeting. But we're starting to see a contraction as far as the economy is concerned. And that always starts, recession always starts from the copper market and bleeds down into the others. So that's the one thing that I think is kind of concerning and something to be watching.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.